In our psalm response today, Psalm 90, from the Old Testament book of Psalms, we sang, "Teach us to make use of the time we have. Teach us to be patient even as we wait." The use of time is a very important thing for we who live in a society that moves very quickly. And for you often run into people who will say, "I don't have time. I don't have enough time." Which is why you in high school or in college might have done something called pulling an all-nighter. Did you ever pull an all-nighter? We pull an all-nighter, that is, don't go to sleep, studying, or writing a research paper, because you waited to the last minute. That is, you did have time, but you did not use your time well enough or plan far enough in advance so that you would be able to get a good night's sleep before an exam or be able to have that research paper done with enough time so that you could even get revisions finished before you hand it in. That's how we are called to use our time. In the context of today's gospel, Jesus points out that to be his follower, you must be willing to take up your own cross. And in this context, the cross we carry is the proper use of time. Jesus uses two examples. If you're going to build a tower, wouldn't you figure out all the resources that are going to be necessary before you start building? So that you don't find yourself building the foundation only to be laughed at because you were unable to complete it. Or if you're a king marching with 10,000 troops, wouldn't you figure out before you start the war whether you can win it or not? That's the proper use of time, to plan ahead and to have enough time to be able to adjust to unexpected things that often happen. For example, this afternoon we have our parish picnic. I will tell you that we did not start planning it yesterday. It's been planned for months. Now all we're doing is rolling out the plans. And we had all sorts of fallback schemes. If this happened, or if this happened, or if it rained, what are we going to do? It's the Sunday after Labor Day. The weather could be beautiful, or it might not. What's going to happen then? Oh, because we made use of the time we had, we planned ahead. Do you know that there's a plan B for the picnic? Of course there is. Do you think we would start today without having a plan for the possibility that it could be lousy weather, that it could be raining, we might have to move the picnic inside? Is all of that planned, all those contingencies considered? Absolutely. But when people decide they're going to follow Jesus Christ, they often fail to do the proper planning. They begin zealously enough. They want to walk the path that Jesus walked, and yet, because they don't anticipate all of what's going to be required, they don't get it done. So if you want to be an advocate for the least and the lost and the last of God's people, if you want to support those who are outcasts, those who are foreigners, those who are refugees, those who are hungry, those who are homeless, if you want to work on that, if you want to reach out to them the way Jesus did, if you want to open your arms to all, you can't just decide today that you're going to do it tonight. No, it takes time. It takes effort. It takes planning. Otherwise, we find that we can jump into something, not have the planning done, and find that we unfortunately fail in the task we have placed before us. That's why waiting to the last minute to study for a test is usually not a good idea. Why? Because even if you do pull an all-nighter, the statistics show that a well-rested student does much better than one who stayed up all night. And likewise, a research paper takes time. You've got to do the research. You've got to do the writing. You've got to put it together. Better yet, put it down. Let it rest. Let it rise. And then give yourself time to get back to it several days before it's due, so you can make any changes you want to make that settle in. Oh, there's an idea. But none of that can happen if you don't use the time you've got. The fact is, even though we are in a society that says, I don't have time, the fact is, we do have time. If only we'd make use of the time we have and be patient as we wait.